Our guest in the cafe this morning is Carol Taylor, the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission. Good morning.
Good morning.
Carol has been doing some research over the years, really, but I think also in fairly recent times about the historically black churches of Hunt County, and it's a rich history that you have.
Very rich.
Yeah.
It goes back very early.
Uh-huh. How early?
There was an attorney here in Greenville, Alfred T. Howe, but he wrote letters back to his brother in Richmond every Sunday morning. And his letters were kept by the family till probably the 1960s, when they donated them to the Library of Virginia. They have since been transcribed, and they're now here at the G Library at the Special Collections.
Not the original letters, but...
No, these are typed,
typeset. Yeah, and you've gone through those.
And I have gone through them and read them, and one Sunday morning, it's in the summer, the doors and windows are open, and he writes about how beautiful the singing is at the slave church. Mm-hmm. It couldn't have had over 10 or 15 people, but they had these beautiful voices, and everybody could hear them. At that time, I don't know, there maybe only been a Baptist church. One was established, this is about 1857, a white church, and this black church. From the way he wrote it, I got the impression that the slaves were able to go to church, their church, by themselves. In other parts of the South, they could not, because the whites were afraid that they would get together and plan a slave rebellion.
Mm-hmm. Of course, there weren't many in this area at that time.
And most of them were women or mm-hmm. small children. Mm-hmm. But there was beautiful voices. Then after the war, when the Freedmen's Bureau arrived, they did set up schools and churches. And one of the early ministers was a Reverend A.J. Hurdle, who was actually born in North Carolina, sold on the slave block when he was 8, and brought to Texas by a man who had a son his age that had horrible speech impediment. And Hurdle's purpose in life at that time was to be this boy's companion, help him learn to speak. And while his mother was teaching him, Hurdle was sitting there with him, learning himself. So by the time the Civil War broke out, the owner left to go to the war. The overseer whipped him, I think, a couple of times. He fled into Louisiana. They were down in Marion County. And he became stable hand for a Union cavalry company. And then because he knew how to read and write, he could preach. And he had gone to the Disciples of Christ Church with this family, which was a very unique thing, that this slave was always with them to be with this little boy. Mm.
We're talking with Carol Taylor, chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission. I think I interrupted you. Finish your thought there.
When Hurdle married in Cass County was not a good place for African Americans to live after the war.
And where is that?
Dangerfield.
Okay.
They moved this way. He helped found Clark Street Christian Church in Greenville.
Which is still in operation
and
today.
It's one of the bigger churches. Mm-hmm. He had churches at Campbell, Cattle Mills, Lone Oak, all these small little towns. He started to school down there, lived to be well into his 90s, and had 25 children, but several of them were twins.
Is that right?
And all of his children were educated.
A.J. Hurdle.
Andrew Jackson.
Andrew Jackson Hurdle. Fascinating story.
Yes.
And when did he die?
He was in the 30s, I think. And he actually started a school for former slaves' children and former slaves down in Anderson County at Palestine in the 20s, and right after World War I. And before they even really got started good, it was burned.
Would Clark Street Christian Church then be the oldest black church?
I believe it is the oldest church, black church in Greenville, and one of the oldest churches, period.
Good. Carol, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us this morning. Fascinating stuff, as always. Carol Taylor, the chairman of the Hutt County Historical Commission, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.